And you're tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the International Shortwave Radio Frequencies of RHC. Well, I have the pleasure of welcoming Bill Festfield in our studios. Bill is a professor emeritus from the University of Pittsburgh, which at the last check was in Pennsylvania in the United States. Bill, it's nice to have you. I'm glad you stopped by.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I stopped by, too. Actually, I've been meaning to do so for many years, and I didn't get to Cuba, even though I've been listening to Radio Havana for, well, I don't know, at least since 1977, if not before that. And I've been a long, lifelong socialist, and so I've always wanted to come. But it was always one thing or another gets in the way. And you know.
Sure, yeah. But this is your first trip then to Cuba.
It's my very
first
trip.
Not only here to Radio Havana, you had to first come to Cuba.
That's right.
And then you can find us.
That's the hard part, getting to
that's true.
Getting to Cuba.
Well, what took you so long?
Well, that's what I'm asking myself, too, because I've had such a wonderful stay, and we've seen so many different things. I'm on the tour with Gloria LaRiva, who's pretty much a household name here in Cuba.
Yes, she is.
And she's shown us many just amazing things, truly amazing things. We've been to, well, all around Havana, of course, and then to Santa Clara, where we saw one of the CDRs there, and some of the other groups that we met with. And we've also gone to Pina del Rio. And to the tobacco farm there, which was also very, very interesting. So there was a sort of a variety of political things and a variety and a lot of just more or less sightseeing things, I guess, but with a kind of political, you know.
Because the people on this group, Bill, were many young people. Were for the first time here in Cuba.
That's
so it was like an introductory thing for many of you.
Many of the people, if not most of them, are in the Party for Socialism and Liberation, right? But from various chapters around the United States. And the young people are so good to be with because they have such a great attitude.
Yeah, and as we get older, it's nice to be around young people.
Well, we get a bit wizened and a little more cynical, I suppose, too. But yes, it's really nice to be around them. You know, Che Guevara said that the true revolutionary is motivated by love at bottom.
Right.
I've always loved that statement. Well, I can't claim to be a true revolutionary, and I don't think most of us can. But that's, you know, that's the kind of people it attracts, right? People who have a sense of compassion and justice. And so it's a wonderful group to deal with just on an interpersonal basis, right?
Sure. Great. And we're talking to Bill Festfield from Pittsburgh, PA, here for his first time in Cuba, but not the last.
That's right.
You're going to come back.
I certainly hope to, unless something terrible happens, you know. But yes, it's just been really a remarkable experience. And, you know, one of the things that happens when you spend your life on the left, the socialist left, is you know all these things in theory, and you know the whole history, right? And you know it pretty well by the time you get to be my age. But what you don't know is that things are really possible, that it is actually possible to implement the ideas. Some part of you always thinks, well, yeah, maybe, but, you know, it wouldn't really work, would it? Because you hear that all the time, right? And you find out that it is working is quite edifying and encouraging.
And when you see it in practice, which is probably, I think, one of the reasons why the Trump administration, well, all of the administrations before Trump, too, to one extent or another, has tried to limit people from the United States to come here to see for themselves what is really happening in Cuba. Why is it prohibited? Why is it are there restrictions for U.S. citizens to travel to Cuba?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. If you ask them, they haven't a clue themselves. You know, it's one of those things that's just what we've always done, you know, since the Cold War. There are dictators down there, and it's just a prison camp society, and, you know, you get all this crapola. And then you come and you see, well, no, it's not like that at all. It's not so different from other societies in many, many respects, right? So I really, it's a kind of social neurosis is the only way I can understand it. A kind of fixation, a kind of fetish for demonizing another. You have to have somebody to demonize, or at least they seem to.
Exactly.
And Cuba has gotten the wrath for 60 years. I've just been reading Operation Mongoose, the transcripts about it. And by 1965, the CIA should have been perfectly aware that their hard, stance towards Cuba, including the Bay of Pigs invasion that was a total fiasco. But, you know, the boycott as well that was already going on, it was a failure. You know, it's a patent failure. Mm-hmm. It's still a failure 60 years later. Yet they can't give it up, you know. And I'm sure there are material interests involved that keep it going. And certainly there's the Miami crew of counter-revolutionaries that are pushing
money,
it. And the politicians want to pander to them because Florida's a crucial state to get the electoral votes from. But it is really madness. I was thinking about it the other day that it's not even the case that Cuba is a pure socialist country, if they hate socialism right in there. I was demonizing it. Because it's a mixed economy. There's a small, capitalist sphere, too. It's just that they don't own the main means of production. So, I mean, it's not any different from Sweden in that respect, or Norway or something. And yet, no one is trying to blockade Oslo that I know of.
That's right. Well, and that's, I think, the other thing, too, Bill, is that you have those people who do know what's happening here. And they don't want the example of happening here to spread to other countries, God forbid, particularly Latin American countries. And that's why Cuba has been targeted since 1959, since the revolution.
Absolutely.
Because it's
the power of a good example.
The threat of a good example.
Yeah, right.
It's a threat.
Absolutely.
Because it's a good example in healthcare and education. Problems. There are problems here in Cuba.
Oh, sure.
No one denies that. But they just don't want you to see all the good things.
Oh, that's right.
And the achievements of the Cuban Revolution.
Well, there are people who are impoverished here. And there are people who are impoverished in all of our major cities now.
In the United States.
But the difference is that the people here who are impoverished are not taken, their dignity is not taken away from them.
Exactly.
But in the U.S., if you're homeless and living under a bridge someplace, you basically become a social untouchable. No one will talk to you. They walk by you quickly or drive by you. And there's none of that here, right?
No, it's
and
not
poverty here. Is in many ways, well, I don't know, I haven't had extreme poverty, but poverty is in many ways less of an injury, I would think, than being completely unrecognized and seen as an outcast.
Exactly. Your dignity taken away.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. What would you like to say to people using this now, in people listening to us in the United States, listening all over the world, actually, on shortwave, about being here in Cuba, coming down for the first time, and some just brief impressions?
There's the old song, "Don't Believe Me, Just Watch," right? And it's the same way with Cuba, I think. You know, don't believe all the lies you hear about it from that are advanced very strongly by the propaganda industry. Come here and see what Cuba's like. And if you do, you'll see that, just as Ed says, there are problems, but good Lord, it's not any more problematic than America. And in fact, it's in many ways vastly superior. And the sense of solidarity here and revolutionary spirit is really something to behold.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Bill Festfield, a professor emeritus from the University of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, on his first trip to Cuba, but not his last.
That's right.
And thanks for stopping by and looking us up here at Radio Havana Cuba.
Well, you're most welcome, Ed.